turtles have an unfortunate habit of devouring plastic objects floating in the sea. These then get snared in their alimentary canals, cannot be broken down by the animal's digestive enzymes, and may ultimately kill them. It is widely assumed that this penchant for plastics is a matter of mistaken identity. Drifting plastic bags, for instance, look similar to jellyfish, which many types of turtles love to eat. Yet lots of plastic objects that end up inside turtles have no resemblance to jellyfish. Joseph Faller of the University of Florida, therefore, suspects that something more complicated is going on. As he writes in Current Biology, he thinks that the odor of marine microorganisms which colonize floating plastic objects induces turtles to feed. The idea that the smell of plastic flotsam might lure animals to their doom first emerged in 2016. Researchers at the University of California, Davis, noticed that certain chemicals, notably dimethyl sulfide, which are released into the air by microorganism-colonized plastics, are those which many seabirds sniff to track down food. These chemicals mark good places to hunt because they indicate an abundance of the algae and bacteria that lie at the bottom of marine food chains. The researchers also found that birds which pursue their food in this way are 5 or 6 times more likely to eat plastic than those which do not. Since turtles are known to break the surface periodically and sniff the air when navigating towards their feeding areas, Dr. Faller theorized that they are following these same chemicals and are likewise fooled into thinking that floating plastic objects are edible.